Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're into hour number two. I waxed philosophical last hour. This hour, I will get into former British ambassador says terror alert is propaganda. He's writing a big article for the Washington Post about government false flag terror for Sunday. He will be joining us on Friday. We got Derry Brownfield and Jerome Corsi tomorrow to talk about the American Union. I'll get into all the news coming up later in this hour. Let's get all these great callers out of the way that have been holding patiently. We will have open phones for the next 2 hours. Paul in Texas, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? Great show.
Thank you.
I love you, man, and I think it should be open calls every day. No?
I know. We just have a lot of great guests that need to bear witness to what we're talking about.
Yeah. Anyway, I have a very serious question. If there is one place in the United States where you could move to where there's no illegals and no spraying, where would that be?
Well, I mean, you know, I don't mind being around the illegal aliens. They're just here to destroy the economy and bring down the U.S. I don't even dislike them personally. I like a lot of them. But there's nowhere you can go where there's no illegal aliens. They're everywhere in mass. That's in the census. They are the...
Okay, yeah, I looked at the census yesterday, and there was, you know, there's a color-coded map, and it seems to be like Iowa and all in around there, the Dakotas, there seems to be less illegals. I mean, as far as whites are concerned, and that was in the census, it's...
But I'm just curious, you know, so you, I mean, you just don't want to be around illegal aliens. Oh, because you're worried about the leprosy and all the other good stuff.
I'm in Austin right now, and not only that, they were spraying yesterday. Today I haven't noticed any chemtrails, but I really want to be away from the illegals and away from the chemtrails.
Well, I was going to say the Dakotas, northern Idaho... I knew that Iowa has actually a dying population, but people are really moving out of Iowa. It's a beautiful place. You can get a lot of really cheap housing and things there. And Hey, listen,
I just got here to Austin, and like a few days ago, I heard you say that you were looking to get out of Austin. Where are you looking to go?
Well, I don't remember saying that. I appreciate your call. I think I said I want to get outside of Austin. And I think I basically got my wife convinced. The problem is, I work in Austin, I do a TV show in Austin, I do a radio show on KLBJ in Austin, I have family, my parents live in Austin, my parents are involved with their grandchildren almost every day, they're good grandparents, my wife's parents are good grandparents, they're involved every few days, but the good thing about Austin is you can be in the hill country and just 30 miles outside Austin. I probably will move at least to the outskirts because... they're building the modern cities as giant grids. Let's go ahead and talk to Matt in Ohio. Matt, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome, sir.
And I ordered your red, white, and blue special on InfoWars.
Yeah.
With, you know, loose change, martial law, 9/11, road to tyranny. And... oh, my birthday is coming up, and I thought it'd be a good tool to wake people up in my
family. Sure. Let me just put you on hold and give you the office number, sir. This is a live radio show, and occasionally, especially if you have a P.O. box and it's the U.S. mail, we have to literally half of our mail problems, and we don't have a lot of problems. I'd say 99% of packages get there within a week. Half of our mail problems are U.S. P.S. specifically to P.O. boxes. More than half. And so we are going to have to stop shipping to P.O. boxes. Period. In fact, I'm going to go completely... I'm going to give you a choice between UPS and DHL. I'm sorry. I just... It's in fact, I guarantee if I go talk to this guy right now, it'll be the U.S. Mail Service. Give him our office number, please. We'll be right back with more of your calls, folks.
6 year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water. So I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin. And wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a Travel Berkey today for only $209 or get a Sport Berkey for only $39 by calling 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or a mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, so we're talking to Matt in Ohio. We'll go back to him and George, Russell, Kevin, another Matt, and others. Wide open phones today, 1-800-259-9231. You're welcome to talk about the fake terror alerts and all the evidence, as usual, coming out that they were indeed totally fake and they just busted some of their patsies. The government literally goes and creates groups and leads the groups. They didn't own passports. They didn't have bombs. They didn't have bomb-making materials. They didn't have plans to make bombs. Shady IFSI, CIA-connected individuals who are affiliated with these people tried to basically get them to talk about doing it. It's always the same. It always is, just like Miami. Admit it, mainstream news, it was fake. Totally a setup, just like Toronto, Canada, just like 2 months ago in England. But the general public just hears they busted a bunch of terrorists. They busted a bunch of terrorists. They turned a plane back with a terrorist. The government comes out and says, we think there might be a plan to put bombs on babies. And they say, no one's told us this. We've not picked this up. We haven't heard this. We just think maybe. And then it turns into, did you hear they busted that woman with a baby? She was going to blow herself up. I mean, this is what, I mean, do you like being manipulated like this? Do you like being lied to? Do you think it's cute, America, to be a bunch of idiots? All right, I'm going to get into all of it. I've got it all here in the stack. Matt was calling in about one of his videotape orders, and I talked to him during the break. He ordered a week ago, and we're going to get it out to Matt, but Matt said that isn't what he was really calling in about. Matt, you had something else you wanted to add? Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I was going to talk about, you know, I remember how you said we should focus in on one area of the New World Order and become, like, many experts on. Well, I decided to really research on the North American Union.
Oh, that's, yes.
And I, over the last couple weeks, I've been getting tons of news reports, government documents, the SPP documents, and then also I also study the Federal Reserve and the IRS.
Well, report back to us. What did you discover from your research?
Well, what I discovered was I read the CFR documents, and basically they're saying this is planned, this is what we're going to do. And I talk to people who don't know anything about it. They go, oh, they're not going to do it. It's not going to go through.
Now that's called being in denial. At first they would tell us for 10 years it didn't exist, we were crazy, and they wouldn't read documents. Now it's being announced on the news, and they're saying it won't go through. They're building the thing right here outside Austin, giving it to Mexico, and what do they think?
Yeah, and another thing, I've done, like, I'm in college, and last semester I did a pretty good research on eminent domain for a paper. And, you know, we have eminent domain problems here when, you know, they want to put in toll roads and farmers are fighting it and everything.
Well, good to hear you. I really appreciate your call, Matt. It's good to have you on board as a first-time caller, and I appreciate you supporting us. Let me comment on the free trade area of the Americas, the American Union, how all this goes together like a Lego set. For those who aren't aware of this, we're doing 2 hours on it tomorrow. You should tune in. But what everybody should be basically made aware of right now is this. Every major highway in the country, there's 85 interstate major highways and 82 of them, excuse me, 83, so they already announced I-35, 83 of them are openly already been ceded into the federal bureaucracy, who has always claimed ownership of them, not the American people, and that the bureaucracy is now handing it over to a multinational organization, or the Security and Prosperity Partnership, and one-third of it will be manned by the Mexicans, one-third will be manned by the U.S., and one-third will be manned by Canadians, and they are going to mix it up, where one leg of it in Mexico will be U.S.-run, one leg will be Canadian-run, and one leg will be Mexican-run in Mexico. And then one leg in the U.S. of each of these roads will be Mexican-run, one leg will be Canadian-run, and one leg will be U.S.-run. And they will have, of course, delegates from each country in each group. This is all official. And to finish the roads in Mexico and Canada, the U.S. is going to put forward most of the money, like we always do for global projects, like the IMF and World Bank projects and Ex-Im Bank projects. And this is in not just in the SPP agreement. They want to have accompanying legislation, which is now introduced, which, you know, it's like Bush enforces secret arrest, secret prison for American citizens. He never had a law. Now he's trying to pass a law right now, I guess retroactive to, like, say, see, I passed a law. So people say, well, that law in the Senate to build roads in Mexico and Canada, that hasn't passed. It doesn't matter. The Congress gives the money, whatever the Department of Transportation and the other 20-something agencies under Homeland Security that's running all of this. Chertoff is on the SPP board. There's three people from the U.S., three from Canada, three from Mexico. Do you understand that? This is where Congress hands over, cedes permanently, deeds criminally. It's total fraud. I mean, Congress can't deed, say, the Washington Monument to George Bush, though Bush claims he's above the law and is the law. I mean, I guess under their doctrine they could, but everybody would see that and say, no, that's illegal. Well, how do they cede our major highways to the country of Spain that owns Centro? It's government-financed Central Toll Road System. How do they do it? It's totally illegal. It's been in the news that they've bought off all the politicians, which, and it's amazing. And they are being given almost every, well, there's 8,000 miles of roads plus. There's 7,000 in the whole country. And if you tuned in 6 months ago and heard me say there's 7,000 in the country and we're going to have 6,000, that was the old number. Now they've announced the state it's going to be 8,000. So more than the rest of the whole country combined. We're the big model state. So is California, Oregon, New York, New Jersey, Kansas, Oklahoma's going to have a bunch, Missouri, Florida, but Texas is really where it's going gangbusters, worse than anywhere else. And it isn't a joke. It's happening. And there are going to be port facilities. I looked at the government map roughly every 75 miles, and they are going to have huge exit lanes, kind of like the way stations for trucks, but these things are going to be gigantic. And I've looked at some of the designs of these and plans, and we're talking about, you know, 100 times the size of a rest area with McDonald's and gas stations and stores. But half of it will be huge lanes with customs police, North American Union SPP police. And, folks, again, you thought they'd have Mexican troops come down on parachutes and, you know, like Red Dawn, and it'd be Americans, you know, at the sporting goods stores, like Red Dawn, get your shotguns, you know, take some food, go to the hills, don't come back, you kids. It doesn't happen like that. It's, hey, the Mexicans are here helping us with our flood victims. They brought soup kitchens. Hey, Norwegian AWACS are here. Hey, we're doing urban warfare in your city. And this time, the Marines came last year. This time, they've got Dutch and British troops with them. Hey, we're actually going to run a checkpoint to arrest drunk drivers. It's on the news. Hey, they're helping. You're not for drunk drivers, are you? See, and it's, well, yeah, I mean, we're down in southern Mexico. It says in there the U.S. will run the port facility where the Chinese goods come in southwestern Mexico. It's all official. And right north of Austin, they're scheduled to have a North American Union checkpoint. And then they're going to have another one just past Waco, and then another one just north of Dallas, and one up on the Oklahoma border, and then one up by Oklahoma City, and then the really big one, though, is going to be in Kansas City. Oh, it's going to be fun. And it could even be in the newspaper. See? See? Well, you're not against the Mexican people, are you? I mean, this is the highway we all fund, and their government's going to put in a little money, too. It's for trade. You're not for it. I mean, come on. See, this is how sick it's gotten. By the way, I just told you about 2% of what I know about the American Union. And by the way, I don't know very much about it. I have sat up. I have gotten on the computer at 9 o'clock at night when we put the kids down for bed. My wife goes to bed because she gets up at like 6 when they get up. And I'll sit there at 2 a.m. and she'll come down for a glass of water and go, what are you doing? And I'm there with bloodshot eyes reading SPP, writing notes. And by the time I get here to the show, I'm so mad about it, and there's so much of it, that I'll just have, I guess, a few guests on to go over it, or I'll just blow up on air about it. I mean, I don't even know what I'm supposed to do anymore. I mean, at a certain point, let's say I told you about 2% of it. Isn't that so horrible that you'd never put up with it? Taxing you to build the Mexican-Canadian roads? Transponders in your car? And now the government's saying, oh, we don't care if you fight transponders and inspection stickers. We're just going to use your cell phones from point to point. But then the problem is not everybody's going to have cell phones. So that's why they really want the transponders. And we're going to give you tickets with those. And, well, you were going 85 and a 70 from point A to B. I mean, this is all being announced. And they've said everything that goes on in the airports will be on the streets of America. And just what they told us 4 years ago has now begun with the Viper teams, as they're called. What's next? Cobra Commander, you know, out searching people on the side of the road and in shopping malls. And being yelled at and being screamed at. And you're going to pull into these things. This can be just like the airport. They're going to randomly pull you over. They're going to have your digit number. And I won't be able to go anywhere. You think the no-fly lists are bad with planes. It's going to be no-drive list. And you know what? It's going to happen. So people out there, rolling your eyes, 5 years from now when this is in place, and that's about how long it'll be, maybe even quicker, just remember. Oh, and enjoy the new tax, too, on the toll road. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that there is a concentration camp program that was designed during the Ronald Reagan administration called Rex 84? This program is designed to imprison anyone whom the federal government deems an enemy of the state. A judge in Houston, Texas, declared that the plaintiff had proven that there was such a program that existed, but no one had been harmed or imprisoned by it, so he declared it unconstitutional and dismissed the case. We would like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. Today, you can take this stand. You can express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $15 plus $7 shipping. Please send a check or money order for $22 along with size and the number of shirts being ordered to Libertees. That's Libertees. 447 Thompson Bay Loop, New Blaine, Arkansas, 72851. Or go to GCNlive.com to view this great shirt today. Sizes XXL and larger at $2. Arkansas residents at 8% sales tax.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So glad you could join us today. I'm going to get into former British ambassador says terror alert is propaganda. I'm going to get into all these new news stories. London Guardian, majority of the Brits think it's all fake. Well, I mean, how many times do they have to get caught faking all this? We'll get into all of it coming up. But right now, let's go to George in Florida. George, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. My name is George. I'm from South Florida.
Welcome.
I'd like your advice on school vaccinations. I'm enrolling into a university that requires that I be vaccinated.
No, they have waivers. By law, they cannot make you do that for religious reasons, and most states have implemented conscientious objection reasons. And I don't know the particular laws in Florida, but I know that there is no university in the country, if they take government funds, a purely private one, if they exist, could refuse you. But no school is truly private, and no big one, that is, where they can refuse you entry. Sir, how do you think Christian Scientists go to college? How do you think certain religious sects go to college? It's just not true.
Okay. So
you need to go and find the relevant documents. They won't want to give it to you because they get federal funds. I forget how much it is on average. I think it's close to 1,000. Public schools, it's 4,000 per child to give you the Brave New World IQ reducing shot.
Yeah.
But I don't know about your particular college in that area. But no, you do not. I mean, they try to make it next to near impossible, but it's all color of law.
Yeah, okay. I guess you answered my question then. I just wanted to know how you would, if you were enrolling in school, how you would,
Well, I mean, I'll tell you that the only people who have to be vaccinated, and this should be challenged in court, are medical providers. And they've got to be vaccinated for hepatitis B and C and a few other things. And they got to be vaccinated every 3 years. And I think that's wrong. I mean, my poor daddy shouldn't have to take all that stuff every 3 years. But no one else, unless you're in the military, have to take that. The police don't. The firefighters don't. And they try to tell police and firefighters all the time, you got to take this, you got to take that. It is not true.
Okay. I thank you for your advice. And, I really admire your work. And I'm going to endeavor to pick up the slack, and do my end.
I appreciate you. I appreciate you. God bless you, my friend. Good to hear from you, George. Thanks for holding. Russell in Florida, welcome.
Alex, I'm sorry I couldn't hear the beginning.
It's okay.
Alex, I'm not a first-time caller, as you know, but I've got an important announcement to make. I'm holding and sponsoring a 9/11 Truth Citizen Symposium in Melbourne, Florida, September 9th. I'm going to be showing Terror Storm and September 11th Revisited. Jack Blood is going to be hosting the event. Dr. Bob Bowman is going to be there. He's going to be speaking, as well as Dustin Mugford. He's also going to be there to speak. And I sent the information to Kevin, but I just wanted you to know about it.
No, I didn't know about it. Is there a website or something?
Yeah, actually, I sent Kevin the information on it.
Do you know your web? I mean, do you know the address?
Yeah, absolutely. It's www.911truth.com. GoThinkBlog.com. The website address is being sponsored by GoThinkBlog. So that's why I figured I'd just mention it that I gave
you. That's exciting. What else is going on?
Well, a lot of people are waking up. I've been passing out Terror Storm to people. And at this event, the first 100 people that RSVP are going to get a free copy of Terror Storm, the American Scholar Symposium version, as well as Loose Change. So
fantastic. Listen, I appreciate your call. I'll have to look into the information and find out more about it, but it sounds great. Okay, I'm going to go ahead now and take another call. Let's talk to Kevin in Ontario. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
An American hero.
No, please, not knock it off, folks. I'm just doing my job, but thank you.
Yeah, hi. I live up in Pickle Lake. It's like a really isolated community. It's got to be a three-hour drive from the next nearest town. And it's a total Orwellian police state up here. We have 8 police officers for only 300 people. And 90 of those are kids. We used to have 1,000 people living here and only 3 cops.
And let me guess, you got cameras, they set up checkpoints.
Well, it's a pretty small town. I mean, there's no cameras around. But they call it restorative justice. It's an experiment. I hear the music there.
Well, stay there. I want to hear about it. Yeah, I've heard of that. We've got that here, too, under another name. The reason I say that is there are towns in Texas of, like, 25 people, and I'm not kidding, where there are cameras on every major street. I mean, there's not a four-way stop in this state that doesn't happen.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We'll go right back to your calls here in just a moment and let Kevin finish up with the story about the town of a couple hundred people with 8 police. Before I do that, we've got something a little special here for you. I've read almost the entire book, almost finished it last night. It's The Terror Conspiracy, and the publisher that put it out, I happen to be friends with, they're the same folks that are going to be distributing Terror Storm in most major stores nationwide. I said, I want to carry it. I said, and I want it right when it comes out. So a big pallet of these arrived last week, and they said, no, hold off, don't sell them yet. This doesn't even hit stores till September 11th. And then the fella called me up yesterday and said, you know what, go ahead and just start selling them, Alex. You can sell them before anybody else does. So we have The Terror Conspiracy, Deception 911, and The Loss of Liberty. And this is a humdinger. It's easy to read, chapters full of documents and diagrams. The book itself is 482 pages long. And it's by Jim Mars, who you know is a great writer. And you can get The Terror Conspiracy, Deception 911, and The Loss of Liberty, which covers 9/11 and government-sponsored terror, really the history of it. This is the key issue, and why and how governments do this. It's a handsome book for those of you that read, those of you that like to read. or those of you that have a family member who likes to get their information by reading, then this is a book you absolutely must have. And we'll get this out to you as quickly as we can. We're only about 4 or 5 days behind on orders right now. We'd gotten to where we were shipping the day after we got each order, but we've gotten behind. We've been so busy here. But we've now gotten to where we're shipping stuff out, 4 or 5 days after we get it. We've even hired another person in the interim to try to, in the next few days, get it up to the day. Because I want you to get this book as quickly as possible. And so you will get this before it comes out and hit stores. We have The Terror Conspiracy, and I'm honored they're letting us sell this book before it's even officially released. How many days is that? 11, 20, 24 days. 24 days or 25 days before this book even hits store shelves. The Terror Conspiracy by Jim Mars. And speaking of Jim Mars, you can go to Infowars.com and get The Terror Conspiracy, or you can call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Or in 9 days from now, 9 days from now, or is it 10 days from now, we will be in Dallas on the 26th of August, on that Saturday, at the historic, beautiful Art Deco, only standalone, one-screen theater left in Dallas. Beautiful Art Deco, right by White Rock Lake. If you live in Dallas or Oklahoma or surrounding areas, come on in. You live in Waco, live in Austin, caravan up, families welcome. I'm going to be there showing Terror Storm for, it's almost 2 hours long. Then I'll give an hour-long speech and take questions and comments. Then Jim Mars will take the stage for an hour, giving a speech titled JFK to 9/11. He'll also be there signing his new book, The Terror Conspiracy, that we'll have out front for you. And then I'm going to show about 35 minutes that we're putting together of the Bilderberg Group footage we shot up in Ottawa, Canada. And, of course, that was in early June. And then we've got live music from midnight to 2 a.m., a lounge-style great folks, Shanghai Five and others. So whether you want to come from 7 to midnight or come and stay the whole time, whatever. It's going to be great. We hope to see you up there. So please don't forget to get your tickets at Infowars.com. The first couple days we were selling the tickets, about half of them sold. And then since then, I guess we've maxed out our limited Dallas audience. We've been selling about 20 a day. But we've never had an event. We've had about 50 events, and one of them didn't sell out one time and had about 80% capacity. It doesn't matter to me, but what's going to happen is that you're going to wait and you're not going to get tickets. That's what normally happens. And, you know, if we got 50 tickets left, 100 tickets left, we'll sell them at the door. But I wouldn't show up. I mean, it happens every time. We'll turn away 200, 300, 1,000 people one time. In L.A. got turned away. 1,000 people plus, really. You know, 300 calls a day. We sold out like a week before on that Monday. So a little bit less than a week before, and we got like 300 calls that day, 200 the next, 100 the next, 200 the next, a couple hundred showed up wanting to get in. So don't wait. Get your tickets now at Infowars.com. You can get them there out the secure online shopping cart. Get your e-ticket immediately or call toll-free to get one, 1-888-253-3139. And yes, my new film, Terror Storm, is out. It's almost a two-hour film, then it has 66 minutes of extras. Shot at the 9/11 Neocon Symposium, the highlights of that four-camera shoot. So it's almost 3 hours long. It's 2 hours and, 56 minutes on one DVD, and it is amazing. You need to get the official Terror Storm. It is now out. It is now available. You can get it at Infowars.com or, again, by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. I didn't do a plug in the last hour, so this one's a bit more lavish. So I will now go ahead and go back to your phone calls, and we'll get into much of the news that I've already mentioned. Right now, let's go back to Kevin in Ontario, Canada, or close to Ontario. You say you're in a small town. Tell us about the small town again. You say it's a police state.
Well, like, there's 8 police officers for 350 people, and they're fighting to get 3 more officers here. And that's on top of 5 police officers for the nearby reserve, which live in town, and basically they're here all the time.
And that's that makes a pretty scary ratio of one cop for every 26 people. They call it restorative justice, but that's just a cute little name for an experiment they're doing.
Well,
it's all
here's
rookie
the problem.
And probationary police officers up here. It's terrible.
Sure. Well, it's a business, sir. One cop can generate, on average, the number I saw here in Texas for a state police officer was almost $300,000. So you pay this guy $35,000, $40,000, and he has very little benefits. And so he basically brings back to you $250-something plus $1,000. And this is the new business, sir. And then it's administered by government, but implemented by corporations that basically feed off the whole thing. And you ought to see Austin, Texas. I mean, I don't drive anywhere without seeing one cop. And driving to work today, I probably saw 15. And I mean, they're just everywhere. And but then notice with more about now back when a city like Dallas had hardly any police. If somebody stole your car, they're going to come out there and they took it serious, and they were going to track down who did it. And so people were scared to steal cars. I've had a car stolen in Dallas and a car stolen in Austin. The police won't even come out for it because they're busy out revenue generation.
Yeah, police.
They're busy out with CPS when a family's screaming and crying, stealing their kids. They're busy down at the hospital stealing newborn babies for no reason. I mean, I've seen it, folks. I don't need to sit. I mean, it's going on. And, of course, they feel like they're doing their job. They're busy, doing this, and we've got more cops at a higher ratio than the Soviet Union had. Sorry, go ahead.
There's two demographics of police. There's those that join to help people. There's those that join to harm people. And when you have all rookies and probationary cops, I mean, you know what demographic they're taking from.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Let me elaborate on this. It's a business. Did you know that the most popular degree now that you can get from Texas A&M, a good university, it isn't engineering anymore as it was in the past. It isn't teaching certificates were the main one. No. It's not military science. It's homeland security. And I've heard these guys on air. I've read their articles. I've heard them. It is how to run integrated systems tracking citizenry. It's databases. It's checkpoints. It's every police state thing you can imagine. It's federally integrating local departments. So if the main thing the feds will give scholarships for, if they won't give scholarships for engineers, hell, we got folks from India for that. Why should an American do it? You see, by having now at many universities, UT is now one of the biggest too. By handing out at each university hundreds of millions of dollars a year, and that's just going on in Texas, of Homeland Security grants and tuitions for the students, they're going to have to do something. They're going to have to find terror. And that's why it's going to be toy store owners and homeless people and topless bar owners and county commissioners. I mean, this is secret police. This is being watched. This is being spied on. This is being grabbed and thrown in a van. This is what the country's shifting over to. Not auto plants, not computer plants, not mom and pop glass blowing factories. Not farming, not ranching, not leather shops. No. Not shoe repair. Why should you get your shoes repaired by an artisan for $20 when you can buy Chinese slave goods for $20? It's the extinction of the original community, the organic, happy community, the diverse community of many different businesses and choices, to the big box stores and next door to the big prisons, and you can be a jail guard, or you can be a Homeland Security data technician, or you can be a police officer, or you can be a... And so, of course, cops are going into Austin bars and hotels where some businessman has had three Miller Lights in an hour watching a baseball game, and they go, get up against the wall, that's three beers, I timed you in 57 minutes, you're under arrest. That goes on in Dallas and Austin, Texas, in the news. And the police get up on TV and say, yeah, he had three Millers, we arrested him. You see, folks, this is the new system. And through the bureaucracy, the way the guidelines are written, CPS will give a lady 10 years probation, the police will, in Texas, for cutting her son's tongue out with hot scissors. But then I know families who've lost their toddlers because they had a dirty sink. But I read every day about some child molester who's raped five kids and gets back out and this time murders one. But I personally have been to the houses. I personally read the reports. I personally been to the hospital when they're snatching newborn babies because people are poor. So you think it's bad now. We've gone from, what, 1993, 350-something thousand police to over a million now. A million police in the United States, and that number's a couple years old. They got all these new things that really aren't called police. They got other little bureaucratic names, but every agency, shoot, even the LCRA is a private corporation with private people running it and grabbing up all the water supplies and running scams seven ways to Sunday. But they got their own SWAT team with machine guns and armored vehicles, and they'll pull you over and shove machine guns in your face. I've seen it. Ha! And that's going to be the new America. What's it say in the Declaration of Independence? He has sent forth swarms of agents to eat out our substance. That's not the exact quote. It's prettier than what I said. It's a better turn of the phrase. Oh, boy. I mean, this is what we're facing as a society. And all the PR and the billions of dollars that are spent just on telling you how good the government is and how it loves you and how dangerous everything is. And if it wasn't for the government, cheapers, creepers, it'd be over. If it wasn't for the government, the sun wouldn't come up in the morning. But there's no government money to advertise that you're five times more likely to be abused or hurt in government custody as a child. The most dangerous place for a child is in CPS custody. Official government numbers. But you got to go nowhere to look them up. That, depending on the state, the numbers are astronomical. Did you know that you are hundreds of times more likely to have a pedophile in your midst if they are a truancy officer? Hundreds of times. Different numbers come out on it. Hundreds. Something like 25 times, last time I saw the numbers, school teachers, cops, principals, preachers. I saw that number a few years ago on the Boy Scouts. Well, why do you think? Where do you think a spider spins his web? It does it out between the eaves of your house. Up there right there in front of the porch light. Why does a spider do it? That's where the bugs are. The bugs go to that light. Spider's smart, folks. He sees all those bugs. He goes and builds a web right there. The people snatching your kids, I mean, you wonder how does CPS come take innocent babies away from people that have done nothing. Folks, a lot of these people are profiled. They're mental patients. Most of them were abused as children. A bunch of them are pedophiles. So they're either basket cases that think all parents are abusive and believe what the official Calhoun textbook says that UT uses for social workers saying, quote, the family is a disease that needs to be eradicated. That's a quote off the current textbook. I've got a copy of it. I mean, you can't make that type of stuff up in a Philip K. Dick book. I mean, that's so weird it's off the chart. They've declared war on us. And they're either basket case mental patients or they're pedophiles. Guaranteed. It's a pedophile cult, folks. How's the government get criminals to do criminal things? They go hire criminals like Hitler and Stalin did. You know what state and federal jobs have the highest levels of non-retention, the people quitting? It is CPS. I saw the number, something like 50-something percent, it was 55, I think. I saw it last year in the Statesman, of CPS workers quit after 1 year. That's because over half of them were good, well-meaning people who thought they were going to go help, and they went. And I mean, can you imagine being in the lunchroom with a bunch of pedophiles and mental patients? I mean, you get out of there real quick. You're like, I'm here to really help kids. I'm here to help kids when their mother chops off their tongue. You're not wanted. We're here to snatch kids to give them to adoption agencies that are paying off the politicians and the judges in this town. We're here to get blonde-haired, blue-eyed babies. We're here to grab mothers around the neck and make them sign forms, signing their kids over. Folks, I've seen it. That'll wake you up real quick. So why is such a large percentage of police and school teachers, and again, it's still a low number with them, but much higher in the population. But you get into, I'm going to go pull those numbers. I don't like just going off the top of my head. I'm trying to remember. But it's just astronomical with truancy officers. And that's why normally when they get busted, have you noticed in the paper, it's almost always a cop, a school teacher, or a truancy officer, or a CPS worker. I mean, when they catch him making snuff films, it's usually a CPS worker down in Florida. We'll be right back.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
While this criminal government's getting bigger and bigger and recruiting more and more criminals to serve it, more and more sociopaths, more and more basket cases, more and more sociopaths, we're getting more and more disconnected. Don't know our neighbors. Don't get involved. Only care about yourself. And that really isolates all of us to where we can be fed on by this government. And it's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger and going totally predatory. And so that's what all this is about. This is about training you to be a slave. Let's go ahead and talk to Matt. And Matt, where are you calling us from today?
Hey, Alex. First time caller, man.
Welcome.
How
are you calling from?
Calling from California.
Welcome.
Hey, thank you. I'm 25 years old, and like most of the country, I'm pretty mad about what's going on. And basically what my question was is that, you know, it seems like the youth today are totally apathetic, totally do not know what's going on, have no idea. I, you know, bombard MySpace and everything. I was just wondering what you thought, you know, as far as the youth movement and how we should inform each other, basically.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
Okay. You know, it may be the genres or the cliques, or to put it better, the niches, the niche you're in, because either people call in and say nobody will wake up, or they call in and they say everybody's waking up. And I've had the experience of the youth of Central Texas, where I've really had my biggest effect, are awake big time. So they're either super informed or they're super dumbed down. And so you're never going to wake up everybody. Most people in history are not actors. They're not participants. They're simply spectators. And so if you're not having luck with a certain crowd, don't argue with them. Just move on. Plant the seeds. Move on. You can find plenty of groups that you can educate, plenty of people that you can inform.
I've been having a lot of luck on MySpace. I know I'm a part of your group on MySpace. And
well, good. So you're saying you're having success then?
Well, I'm having success as far as spreading the word, but is it actually being planted? My question is that, I mean...
Yes, sir. I mean, believe me, it's off the charts. The movement against tyranny is gone supernova. I mean, it is exploding and exploding and re-exploding bigger and bigger every day.
I do feel that. I mean, I do feel the presence with the 9/11 movement and the getting truth out and whatnot is definitely working. I just was wondering if there were any specific youth-motivated, you know, ways to go ahead.
Well, basically, rebellion. We are designed, and I mean a good type of rebellion. We are designed at about age 13, 14 to start becoming rebellious. That is an instinct, so we get kicked out of the hut and then go out to the edge of the village and build our own hut. And then as soon as we're a successful enough hunter and have done well and impressed the local females, we then take a mate at around 17 or so, depending on which culture it is, from an anthropological view. And, you know, then we have our own children, and then, you know, we move up the hierarchy. Well, now we're in this complex grid where they're using our instincts against us, misdirecting us. And so you need to spell that out for the young people. Go, we know you feel like this. This is your instincts. You can now become men. You can become warriors right now and fight for your own futures and your own destiny and give them a true warrior mission, and then they will truly be on fire.
And Alex, but you know what?
I'm telling you how to reach them.
Okay.
You need to explain to them that the drugs are shipped in by the government, so they'll use them so they can put them in prison. You'll explain to them that all of these fake anti-culture culture shock movements really aren't counterculture at all, but are spewed out of the Defense Department's bowels.
Yeah.
Okay, and true rebellion is taking care of yourself, loving your family, being strong, and creating good things.
Well, thank you for your work, Alex. We're out here rooting for you, and let the resistance go.
Sure. Well, let me ask you a question. I mean, do you have any... I mean, I don't want to just run over you with one of my ideas. Do you have ideas that are good to wake the youth up?
Basically waking them up that voting does not matter.
Stay there. Let's talk a little bit more about this, Matt.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.